Yes. So, okay, in the name of Lord Jesus, we study the book of Genesis. Yesterday, we stopped at chapter 3, actually. So before we continue in chapter 4, let's go back to chapter 3 a little bit to finish it. So we cover here. In chapter 3, verse 22, this verse actually is very important. We have to make sure understand it correctly. Because if we just look at literally, find out, it seems the serpent says to Eve was right. Because 22, it seems God says so. But in reality, it's not. It's not. We will study the meaning inside. It actually is going to find out how human beings become corrupted. Behold, the man has become one. Because husband and wife, now they all sin together. One body. Right? They sin against God. They already depart from God. Depart from God's standard. So they know good and evil by themselves, not by God's standard. So they tend to be a self-centered. So Adam and Eve sinned together as one. They lost the special status being the son of God. So that's why spiritually they are dead. When they sin against God, the moment, the connection actually is broken. So, spiritual death, but physically still alive. This will be the problem. So, in God's command, God just told Adam that the direct result of sin, right? You surely die. To Adam, he has no idea what is so-called die. Because he never experienced it. What he knows is, God is so loving. God have just treat him just like a son. Visit him, put him into the best place. So, what God said, you should die. We don't know how Adam, he understand the word about death. But what God said means, if you edit, then the connection, the relationship just gone. So death means depart from the Lord. So God didn't tell him about the details, how it will take place. The death come from where? Right? So not mention about you will be disqualified to continue live in the garden. So to Adam, he doesn't consider too much. He forgot the consequence. Because sometimes death just a concept, say, oh, okay, I'm dead. Right? To him, physically, he's still alive, but okay, I'm dead. I'm dead. But still can eat, you know, moving around. So what does it mean? And then, later, where he's supposed to live. And then you can see the following word from God said, now, lest he put forth his hand and took also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. This is a big problem. Even though their spiritual life is dead, but their flesh is still alive, right? Physically, they are still alive, a living being. They still need food to sustain the life, right? They are still living in the Garden of Eden. But now the relation is broken, so they fear to meet God. So every time they have to hide themselves, they have no faith to face God. This is the big problem. That's why after someone sinned against God, the direct result is try to hide themselves. They are not to face God, to come to the church. It's a very nature, very nature reaction. So God said, now, what if they just eat from the tree of life and then they live forever? And then what a tragedy will be. So if they continue in the garden, they may eat, right? It's possible. Because God already said in the garden, every tree you can just eat, except this tree of knowledge of good and evil. Okay? So the rest of trees, actually they can all freely eat. Okay? So if they eat it, then according to our understanding, the tree of life means after you consume and eat it, then you will live forever because it is, you have life. Right? This is what God promised, the tree of life. So their flesh may live forever. However, their life actually is no longer connected with God. They might do all thought of evil because they are now self-centered. They don't care about what God said. They just care about their body, right? Their lust. They treat themselves just like God. So they can keep order. You do this, you do that. A self-centered mindset now. So we will see on the train, they will just go towards indulging in fleshly desires. So it ends up, human being may commit all different kinds of evils, just like Satan. You know, so cruel, so merciless, right? All different, the good virtue just gone, but instead, this become just a son of devil. If they continue in this trend, so is that the case? Then Adam and Eve would suffer, be suffering forever, and will be condemned forever. This is called eternal condemnation. Right? With sin, disconnect from God, but live forever. Is this in hell? Right? Exactly. So you can see if we don't connect with God, but live forever, this suffering. So in the lake of fire, this is a second death forever. You just cannot imagine what it will be. Sometimes we neglect it. We consider this is not a big deal. Everybody do it, right? So I suppose can do. But think twice, more third time, think deeper about the meaning. So according to the essence of God and his love toward man, God would not let Adam and Eve be condemned eternally. That's why God had to do something to rescue them out of this eternal condemnation. So, God sent them out, right? So in 23, therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to tear the ground from where he was taken. So sending them out of Garden actually is executing the curse that God has on Adam and Eve. In the sweat of your face, you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. This is in verse 19. God specially said to Adam, you have to live a whole life until you return to the dust. Right? But in the Garden of Eden, he doesn't need that. He can just easily receive the fruit from the tree. Right? So how to make this God's statement fulfilled, be true to him? This is why send him out of the garden. So their physical life will die as well because of sin. After they work in the labor in the world, outside the garden, they will eventually die physically, no matter how many years. Right? So since then, no one can escape death. So therefore, the flesh of man could not escape death outside the garden. What God says in commandment, in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die, was truly fulfilled. Physically and also spiritually, or die. So this is the result of sin. Do we learn lesson from Adam? Do we see the consequence? But also, at the same time, do we view how God prepared a plan to save them out of this contamination? So here is actually it's out of God's mercy. God sent them out. God could not let them eat from the tree of life to let them one day return to ground. So rest from their labor. You know, that's why, you know, when we are living in this society, in this world, everyone has to work hard. In order to have a job, you know, to earn living, we have to labor, we have to actually devote our life to it, to perform duties. Right? So in this world, no so-called free lunch. If someone give you a job, then you're supposed to be good, right? To be productive, you have to product something, produce something for the company, right? Because some, you know, others expect you to do something good. So we labor, actually, we are actually not just say, I sit there and I have money. No way. You always have to do something. So that's why when we rest from the world, the Bible already mentioned, it rests from the labor. Now, this ancient lie from Satan is continuing in our society. Be careful. This lie of Satan, right? The serpent. The serpent lied to Adam and Eve. Still, is affecting many, many human beings, especially for those so-called Western society, because we emphasize on the life of an individual that much. We put people just to the same level with God. Because ourself has been lifted up, just like, yeah, we are so good. Everybody are equal, right? So this is a big problem. Today, be aware of the concept of so-called humanism. Humanism. In Chinese, it's called 人本主义. 人本, 以人为本的. Focus on human being only. Promotes man's pride and ego. Because we consider we are noble, we are so important, we are honored, intelligent. Human being can create a lot of things, so capable. Even go to out of space to build how big the universe. You know, try to find out it's down there 400 years of light. There's another planet. Human being, maybe one day, can inhabit there. It's a dream. Right? So, people is continue to invent, you know, the way to out there. But actually, it's no way. So, humanism promotes a human being, just like God. So, you see, now, even ourselves, don't people only accept the self-defined meaning of good and evil by themselves. So your friends maybe just challenge you. Who set the law? How come you have to come to the church on Sabbath? You know, in the church, who set the law? Say, only certain people can serve. Right? Only certain member be qualified to lead Bible study. Who said? We may use this kind of ego or humanism concept to challenge a lot of things. Because through this thinking style, we are not viewing things from God's perspective, but from our own human standard. Yes, from our human perspective, everyone seems equal. But actually, we have to always remember God has an absolute standard, which is our standard. We have to follow. So don't be misled into that direction. Sometimes we have to always consider, I'm a dust, I'm nothing. Right? If I being given this privilege to do things, great, thank God, because I've obeyed God's commandment, because I really purify myself, I separate myself from the world. It's what our mindset should be. The mentality will decide. So let's learn from this ancient lie of the serpent. Be like God, remember. You know, some member, they depart from the church. Eventually, they disappointed. Why? Yesterday in the Q&A, one question is this, right? Why? My understanding is some of the members actually eat the fruit of tree of knowledge of good and evil because they are no longer humble enough to know who they are. So let us be sober, be very careful about our mindset. Okay, so this is chapter 3. If you have a question, then we can answer later. We have to continue. Chapter 4, the title is The Portrayal of the Life of a Sinner. This is how a sinner live a life in the world. This portrait our life as a human being, descendants of Adam. Okay? So, be careful. First, the first family. Look at the first family. Right? So, in this first section, the part one, so many the first. Right? The first human being, Sabbath. Now, first commandment. Now, this is the first family. How about, you know, Adam actually called his wife. Adam called Eve as a woman, right? So, chapter 2, verse 23. Chapter 2, verse 23. This woman, who defined woman? Adam. Right? Adam. Why? Because she was taken out of man. This is capitalized, right? Man. So the woman, they are bone of bone and flesh of flesh from the man. So actually, this is one body. The woman and then the man, one body. It refers to husband and wife, one body. Okay? So the name was given by Adam. That's why Adam, he's the head. And then in chapter 3, verse 20, chapter 3, verse 20, and Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. Right? Eve. This name also given by Adam. So this is the mother of all living, but after sin against God, when mother give birth of a child, always suffering and risky. Not an easy task anymore. In the beginning, maybe easy, I don't know. Just like you see how a deer, right? A deer or an animal or cow give birth a baby. And then the mother just thinks, okay, and then continue to her own life. No change at all. And then the baby, after touching the ground, try to stand up and then have to make sure they can survive, right? They can run from a lion or the small one, right? They have to learn the skill. The mother give birth just seems not so easily. But to human beings, it's not, right? So this is suffering. So this is why a lot of brother, after they witness how their wives deliver the baby, they just almost fainting because it's painful. But after witness this scene and this kind of the process, the husband loved the wife even more. Appreciate that because in Chinese, he said, if you deliver the baby successfully, and then you have a lot of good treatment. But if not, then if I only have four pieces of wood, put it together, and then you are in there. So this is a test of life or death. And then Eve gave birth to a son. So offspring is granted to the couple. Right? In chapter 4, verse 1, one day, Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. So the mother, the first mother, this mother recognized, I have acquired a man from the Lord. Remember, from the Lord, not from my husband. So who can give the wife a child, an offspring? From the Lord. This is how Eve, she understood this God's blessing. And she can successfully deliver the baby, still survive. This is a blessing. Right? So children are an inheritance of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. In 127, verse 3. Okay, so once we married, then by God's grace, you will produce offsprings. Actually, remember, this is God's heritage. It's God's reward. We have to present it successfully to the Lord at the end. So as a parent, always carry a responsibility to present all the children to the Lord. So make sure every single one can be accepted into his kingdom. So if God grant us one children, two children, three, four, five, some may have six. We have one sister in Midwest. She have six kids. It's a bit challenging. In this society, you raise up for six children, and to make sure everyone can remain in TJC, it requires a lot of effort and the prayer, right? But no matter how many, when God rewards this heritage, we have to make sure they can enter into heaven kingdom. That's why your parents care you so much. I know some of you maybe come to NYTS because of your parents. Why? Because parents cares about your spiritual life. Want to make sure, use their own effort to you know, help you root in this faith and eventually can enter his heaven kingdom. So always appreciate parents' heart. So the firstborn, Cain, means possession. Cain, so she received a son. So this son, she called Cain. So the name actually was given by the mother. So is he the seed to bruise the serpent? Because God already mentioned in chapter 3, right? In verse 15, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and you shall bruise his heel. Okay? So, to Eve, when she have this son, she have hope, right? Maybe this is the one to bruise the serpent, because she recognized she was deceived by the serpent, right? The serpent. That's why I have possession. And God not giving her only one son, right? Next, another son, Abel. Besides Abel and Cain, actually, Adam and Eve must have more children. Bible only recall certain one, remember. Not all the history of human being. Okay? So, the second one, Abel, means breathe. Hushi. Breathe. So, once you have a breath, then actually we have a life. Then you have you can release. So this breath bring life to the mother, make mother happy. You know, firstborn give her hope, but this second one, even really can breathe. It's a release. So every child, always have a parent's expectation and bring something to the family. So you are maybe in the middle of your siblings, or you consider yourself being neglected from your parents, or you consider yourself you are not that important in the family. This concept actually is wrong. Every single one in the family, all very important to the family, to the parents, because every single one mother risk her own life to give birth, and then they have to labor to raise all the kids together, right? Make sure they have saved, have received well care, right? So don't wrong your parents' heart, okay? So these two brothers have different possessions, right? Cain, a tiller of the ground. Abel, a keeper of sheep. They are doing different. These two brothers, very different in so many different ways. Different personalities, different behaviors, different attitude regarding sacrifice. But they all learn from their parents how to give thanks to God through offering sacrifice. But their attitude are different. So, you know, if we look at carefully, they are just like a contrast to each other. So from the same family, from the same parents, siblings, brothers, sisters may behave very different. This is called nature. So if you have different personality with your siblings, that's how it's supposed to be. If the siblings become very similar, that's a special case, actually. Okay? So later, these two brothers begin two kingdoms. They have a different accomplishment. From worldly perspective, Cain have more successful life in this world. He accomplished much more than what Abel did. So let's study about how they give offering. This is the first offering. So first family, first sibling, and then the first offering. Both offer sacrifice to God. It is the beginning of the religious sacrifice. How do they know by offering sacrifice to God? Through this way, to show their appreciation. How? Basically, this is the second generation only, right? So, only one way. Parents teach their children. You know, because God may also reveal himself or talk to these brothers what they're supposed to do. Excuse me. But we find out after Adam and Eve are out of the garden, their interactions or relationship with God is not the same as the before. So this kind of relationship is not intimate. Most likely from the parents. So parents have to teach the children how to worship God, how to give thanks to God. So children learn from their parents. Okay? So you are the image of your parents. Your way, your style, telling the world, others, who your parents are. So they have to tear the ground in order to have a living, right? So when they are full, they also thought about God. Because we can see how Cain, he teared the ground very hard to receive, to produce all those products. So he have harvest. And then he brings something to the Lord. Similarly to Abel. Abel raised up the flock, right? As a shepherd, he raised up sheep. For sheep, just basically not for to eat the meat, right? So Abel raised up sheep for what? Huh? For the to make something to cover, right? So basically, Abel is not going to kill the lamb or sheep for the meat, but their skin or the, but no, not skin, their wool, right? Yeah, this is the material. So Cain, first the offer. Cain, he initiate. He's the one, the firstborn, right? He first offered sacrifice to God. He wanted to please God. And this was the beginning of the worship to God. Offering something to God. Okay? So Cain took what he has labored from the ground as produce to offer up to God. Because this is Bible only say he brought of the fruit of the ground and offering to the Lord. But doesn't describe is the first fruit or not. However, we just think about it, okay? So he wanted to give thanks to God anyway, basically. But Abel's offering was the firstborn of his flock and their fat. Giving up what was the best for God. That's different. The attitude is, no, it's very unique compared with Cain. So the firstborn, especially emphasize the firstborn, and then offer the fat, the most aromas, make sacrifice. You have burned it and have a sacrifice. Good smelling. So what Abel offer must be related to the revelation of God, which God gave to his parents regarding the way of love and salvation. Because out of God's love, God clothed Adam and Eve with the skin. Right? The skin. So God helps to slaughter some animals, take out the skin, and then cross them. This is the way how God showed his love to Adam and Eve. Now, Abel, he mimic his parents' way to offer. But you consider Cain, he used different way. He didn't consider This is a good way. Of course, we can say because he have no animal. But the attitude is different. We see it already. So God's love and mercy was revealed in the cross of skin. The offering that Abel had was related to repay the care that God had for him. So he must come out. This is the way God showed to me, then I supposed to repay him. That's why he brought the flock, right? And then cured it, over it. Especially took out the fat. It's most precious part. Nowadays we treat fat as just like an enemy. Oh, we do not intake too much fat oil. But in ancient time, it's the best part. And you can see how God respects Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. So God values the person more than the offering. We see how the Bible describes from verse 7, we will see God actually give Cain the instruction and give him the reason why God didn't accept what he offered. Okay? Not because of he offered the produce from the ground, but because Cain himself is not acceptable to God. So God actually looking at the person, not what he offered. Always remember. God is wanting from you, not from your service. So if we want to offer, if we want to serve, we have to make sure myself, my life is acceptable by God. Okay? It's not a matter of what kind of offering you can give, but what kind of person you are. Okay? So, Cain didn't do good well. So, a person's action will decide whether his or her offering be accepted or not. Turn to this verse, Proverbs 15, verse 8. Proverbs 15, verse 8. Please read. There's a brother with a loud voice. Jeffrey Lin. Verse 8. Thank you. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. You see, it's an abomination. Remember this verse. Abel's offering was pleasing to God, not only because of his good deeds, but also the offering of sacrifice with shedding blood, because this is God's way. Shedding blood means he also fear about his own guilt. You know, because once you will see how, you know, the cultures, different cultures, they all have a similar concept. If they feel guilty, always kill something, you know, to offer the blood, the sacrifice. So, Hebrew chapter 11, verse 4, that's how Bible describes Abel offer with faith. Turn to this verse. Hebrews 11, verse 4. Hebrews 11, verse 4. Sister. Rebecca Lin. Rebecca, please read. Okay, thank you. It's by faith. I believe when you study book of Hebrews, you may also learn this verse already. Okay, so the faith of Abel He thanked the grace of God. Right? He admitted his own guilt. He believed by using God's way, he can draw near to God. So we worship God with God's way, using God's way, not our own creation. So when we come to church to serve, always remember, we do things biblically, not use our own idea, creative way. No. This is how Abel, he shows the example. So if person acts are evil but want to gain God's favor through offering sacrifice, this would be the wrong direction. So don't try to make it up. Okay, I sin against God. I offer more. So God may just forgive me because I have given him so much. No way. If we learn from this lesson, you will always be very careful. God's word to Cain, if you do well, means to change his lifestyle and align it with the instruction of God. Change lifestyle because Cain's life is not according to God's way. That's why in his offering, also out of the boundary, his offering is not acceptable. So a godly lifestyle is important. So make sure we have the godly nice lifestyle. Be careful what we associate with, who we associate with, what we are doing in our normal daily life. He will decide whether our service or our offering be accepted. We'll continue in this next class. Let's kneel down and pray together first.